This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Richard Bucherri, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation based upon records on Penny Gelhausen, please note the following medical letter, period. The first name is Penny, P-E-N-N-I-E. Gelhausen is G-E-L-H-A-U-S-E-N. On March 9th, 2023, I conducted an independent medical evaluation period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. I reviewed a video of the actual automobile accident, period. I took the history directly from the patient via telephone, but was not able to perform the physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 61-year-old female, height 5'5" tall, weight 139 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about August 3rd of 2020, period. The patient was the driver with her seatbelt on. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she did sustain injury in a significant accident and an airbag was deployed, period. If she was making a left turn, she was struck by a van in the front left, period. Her left hip hit the door, period. Her left shoulder hit the door, period. She hit her head on the window, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. She did have initial pain, but approximately 3 days later had severe pain in her left hip, as well as diffuse stiffness, and developed worse pain over time, period. New paragraph. The patient had pain in multiple areas, but despite treatment, she continues to have predominantly pain in her left hip area, period. Despite definitive hip replacement surgery, her pain is described as constant, period. It is a throbbing pain, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 7 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the low back area, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is as follows, period. On August 4th, 2020, she presented to IU West Emergency Department. They state that a 58-year-old female presents to the ED after a motor vehicle collision last night, period. She was the restrained driver who was struck on the passenger side, period. Positive airbags, period. Neck, comma, back, and left-hand pain, period. Pain is 10 over 10, period. On physical examination, there was midline tenderness about T6 to C2. There were contusions with edema to the left thumb slash hand area, period. Their assessment was motor vehicle collision. In the emergency room, they gave her ketorolac. That's K-E-T-O-R. OLAC, that was an IM injection, as well as oral Norco and oral oxycodone, period. They did a chest x-ray that showed a possible acute fracture of the mid-sternum. They did an x-ray of the hand, which was negative for acute fracture. On x-rays, they saw a straightening of the cervical lordosis, which may be due to muscle spasm, period. CT of the chest showed no acute skeletal abnormalities, period. She was instructed to follow up with her primary care provider, period. Her pain did not subside, and on August 10th of 2020, she presented to IU Health Physicians Primary Care for a follow-up with complaints of continued left hip, left ankle, left wrist, and left hand pain, period. She was ordered to get x-rays, and the x-rays were negative for fracture, period. She was diagnosed with pain of the left thumb, neck pain, hip pain, and ankle pain, period. She was given a prescription for a thumb spica splint, S-P-I-C-A, splint, period. She was instructed to return to follow up as needed, period. Since the pain did not subside, she was seen on August 12, 2020, to orthopedics and sports medicine with complaints of pain to her left hip and ankle, period. She was diagnosed with left hip pain, left ankle sprain, and left ankle pain, period. She was advised to use ice and to wear her ankle support, as well as use a walker or crutches as needed, period. She was seen on August 24th, 2020, at IU West for a left hip injection, period. On September 16th, 2020, she was seen at IU Health Physicians Orthopedics and Sports Medicine for a follow-up visit and for bilateral knee pain, period. She was given a steroid injection to both knees. She was diagnosed with osteoarthritis of the right knee and osteoarthritis of the left knee, period. On October 5th, 2020, she was seen at IU Health Physicians Orthopedics and Sports Medicine for a follow-up with complaint of left hip pain, period. She was diagnosed with left hip pain, left-sided low back pain without sciatica. And osteoarthritis of the left hip, period. Also diagnosed with greater trochanteric bursitis. She was referred to the spine center, period. On November 20th, 2020, she was seen at IU Health West Spine Center with a complaint of left hip and back pain, period. She was diagnosed with left hip pain, low back pain, and lumbar spondylosis, period. On December 4th, she was seen at IU West Hospital for MRI of the lumbar spine. The results were unremarkable, period. On December 4th, she was seen at IU Health Physicians Orthopedics and Sports Medicine for follow-up of the left hip pain, period. She was referred to IU Health West Spine Center, period. On January 18th, 2021, she was seen at IU Health Physicians Orthopedics and Sports Medicine for a follow-up of her left hip, period. She was diagnosed with osteoarthritis of the left hip, referred for a left hip replacement, period. On January 22nd, 2021, she was seen at IU Health West Spine Center via telephone, diagnosed with low back pain, period. On February 2nd, 2021, she was given a left hip replacement surgery, also called a left hip arthroplasty, period. On February 23rd, 2021, seen at IU Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine for a follow-up after the hip replacement, period. She was given a steroid injection to both her knees to help manage pain, period. On March 10th, 2021, seen at IU Health Physicians Orthopedics and Sports Medicine for a follow-up, period. Seen on March 18th, 2021 at IU Health West Spine Center via telephone with complaints of ongoing low back pain, period. She was instructed to return to follow-up and referred for bilateral L4-5 and L5-S1 facet joint medial branch blocks, period. On April 29th, 2021, seen at IU Health West Spine Center with complaints of neck and low back pain, period. Referred for physical therapy, period. On December 23rd, 2021, seen at IU Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. She was diagnosed with bilateral knee osteoarthritis, underwent a bilateral knee injection, which was successful, period. On March 24th, 2022, seen at IU Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, she underwent another bilateral knee injection. On June 29th, 2022, seen at IU Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, she went another bilateral knee injection, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I have found that all her treatment is outlined above and that she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of August 3rd, 2020, were all appropriate, reasonable, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with walking, bending, running, housework, yard work, playing with her grandchildren, sports, swimming, boating, sex and sleep, period. New paragraph. Prescription medications include Xanax, muscle relaxer, three bipolar medications, thyroid medicine, a statin, and arthritis injections every other week, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition include over-the-counter medications such as ibuprofen, as well as stretching exercises and the use of hot and cold therapy, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for arthritis in her hands, knees, ankles, and neck, hypothyroidism, bipolar disease, anxiety, depression, and hyperlipidemia, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals left hip replaced in February of 2021, right hip replaced approximately 20 years ago. The patient has also had gallbladder and tonsil surgery, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient has never injured her left hip in the past, period. She never was treated or complained of left hip pain until this automobile accident, period. The patient had a prior automobile accident approximately 7 years ago when the vehicle was totaled, but she did not sustain injury and did not require any treatment or even an emergency room visit, period. The patient has had no work injuries, period. New paragraph. The patient's occupation is that she is disabled due to rheumatoid arthritis, diagnosed approximately 10 years ago, period. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, left hip trauma, sprain, strain, and prolonged pain, resulting in total left hip replacement, period. Number two, left shoulder trauma, strain, and sprain resolved. Number three, head trauma resolved. Number four, chest trauma resolved. Number five, left wrist and hand trauma, sprain, and pain improved. Number six, cervical trauma and strain. Number seven, left ankle trauma, strain, sprain, and pain. Number eight, lumbar trauma and pain, period. The above eight diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident in question of August 3rd of 2020, period. As I mentioned above, the patient was not having any pain or discomfort in her left hip until this automobile accident, and as a result, it did require a left hip replacement on February 2nd of 2021, period. Had it not been for this automobile accident, the patient would not have required this hip replacement, period. New paragraph. The patient did sustain a permanent impairment as a result of this automobile accident, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to table 16-4, the patient qualifies for a 22% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 9% whole body impairment, utilizing table 16-10, period. The basis for this 9% whole body impairment is strictly and totally a direct result of the automobile accident of August 3rd of 2020, period. No prior injuries, accidents, or medical conditions enter into this impairment rating, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need ongoing over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesics at an estimated cost of $90 a month for the remainder of her life, period. The patient can benefit by some additional injections at an estimated cost of $4,500, period. A TENS unit at a cost of approximately $500 would be warranted, period. New paragraph. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, video of the automobile accident, comma, and taken an extensive history orally from the patient via telephone, period. I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. New paragraph. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.